Chusky Vega, Simachov, Kvega, right, the Shaila Maisa that happened to himself. He's walking to Shul one Shabbos and Lisa, when he was younger, he was learning on Lisa, and walking to Shul, he sees a Yid throwing out the window some water. Imagine in those days there was no indoor plumbing, and people, when they had used water, dirty water, they finished with it, but there was no sink, there was no pipes to throw it away. People, I guess, used to throw it out the window. This was on Shabbos. Kivega writes, it was a chutzmu revis. It was an Erev, so it wasn't Shayin of Haitzah. It was all Shayin of Haitzah. Kivega doesn't mention, but on the Chared, there was also no Shayin of Zereya of planting. Obviously, it was, I don't know if it was concrete or asphalt, but there was a place where there was no chashash of anything growing. No tzmachim, no chashash of any grass. So there was no Shayin of Haitzah, there was no Shayin of Zereya. But the Kivega, when he saw the guy throwing the water out the window, maybe it was a higher floor, he noticed it was a windy day, and the wind was taking the water and spreading it out and separating it. So the Kivega Kled was thinking, maybe it's a Shayin of Zoyer. One of the Lamatas Malachas is Zoyer, Zayin Vav Resh Hey, winnowing. Throwing up, winnowing is the Malacha, it's in the Sidur, the Pas. There's 11 Malachas in the Lamatas Malachas in the process of making bread. Starts with Chayrish and Zareya, where you plow and you plant, it ends off with Lush. And Oifen ends off with kneading the dough and baking it. But in the middle, one of the Malachas is Zoyer. You take the wheat or the barley and you throw it up with like a pitchfork in the air, and the wind separates the husks from the wheat. There's a min of the Kvega Kled here also that you're separating the water to pieces with the wind. Is it a Shayin of Zoyer? And the Kvega brings it down and says, it's a Chayim B'Fayish Ramah. There's a Ramah in Arachayim, the end of Simon Shun Yates, Sif Yud Zayin, the Ramah Paskins, Harekik Beruach, somebody expectorates saliva, he spits in the wind. The Shabbos for Ruch Mefazah Haroik, and the wind separates the Roik. Chayim Mishim Zayra. Yechayim Mishim this Malachah Zayra. Just taking saliva and having the wind separated is Chayim Mishim Zayra. And the Kirego is Chayishis, the exact. And the Mokka of the Ramoz Yushami. It's a Ferish Yushami in Klal Gadol, in the 7th Pega Shabbos, that the person's Reiki Geruach, person spits in the wind, and the wind separates the saliva. That's Chayim Mishim Zayra. There's a man, the Kirego is wondering, it should be the same thing with water. This person is being Goyva Malacha. It may be only the Shulchan Acharah, but he brings down the Surmah. He says, Beferish, the Pashta is this Malchshin Sich Lagufa. You know, we only need the wind to do this, but it'll still be Asim Midabonon. We pass the Malchshin Sich Lagufa as Asim Midabonon. Chayim the Ramah means Midabonon. Yeah, that's the Lashon Chayiv. Chayiv normally means Deraisa. Chayiv normally means Midaraisa. Then the Ramah says Chayiv. You have to understand what that means. They talk about, we're going to get that soon, Davashim Mishraven, but in Psikresha, I guess, first of all, it's going to be in Psikresha, that it was very windy, it was definitely going to happen. But Al Kaponim, this is the Ramah, and we have such a Ramah, so what was the head there for this year to throw water out the window? And it probably was very common in those days. That's how they got rid of the dirty water, couldn't keep it in the house, they just threw it out the window, it was water, into a barren place. And on Shabbos, the Shaila was, what do you do when it's windy? Is it awesome? Like the Surmah. There's some Achrayim, it bothers a lot of people to imagine that this should be Zayra. So there's some Achrayim that want to change the Gesa, the Ramah and the Ramah, and say that the Ramah didn't mean Zayra, he meant Zayrik. The Ramah meant that if you spit in the wind and the wind will carry it down Amis, you'll be over Hitzah, like Zayrik, like throwing something down Amis.
Why would they do that? He's bringing you Shalom.
The first problem is then you have to change the gifts in the Yishami also. You have to take the Yishami, change the gifts, change the gifts in the Ramah, this is not Mestabra. And the second kash is the Ramah would have written this by Hilchas Haitzah. Hilchas Haitzah is in Simen Shinalach. That's where you have all halachas of Zayrik and Haitzah. Why would the Ramah wait till Simen Shinyan test, which is these in Yonam, other malachas of Shabbos? But really, the Kirega doesn't even mention this, and Pashtus, the gifts in the Ramah is the way we have it, and Yechad Mishim Zayrik. So upon him, there's an Issa Zayra by Reik, Lachari, there should be the same Issa with water, to throw water in the wind if it's going to separate. So the Kivega was saying like this, Kivega is a Murdi Kahara. Kivega is a Kasha, it's Takar Amor, but how come none of the other Paiskim Rishayim bring down this Yishami? It's a Fesha Yishami, and it's not mentioned by the Rambam, the Smag, the Rosh, the Machaba, even the Machaba Shachnach, only the Amor brings it down. Petri Kivega, Murdi Kishtel, Apello, how come none of the other Paiskim bring down this Yishami? If you would have a Bavli that's Chaylik, then you pass like the Bavli, like the Yishami. But you have a Stam Yishami, the Bavli doesn't talk about the Shaila. The Chaylik Loch is like the Yishami. So how come the Ram is supposed to bring down every Halacha? Why isn't the Ram being down? Why isn't the Rif being down? The Smag, the Rush, the Machaba? Only the Ramah. So the Kiveg is mashma that all these other poskim from the hashmata is mashma the chaylik. As the Kiveg came and zogin as all these other rishonim take a hold that the Bavli is chaylik. Why? Because there's a shtuk of Bavli, push four words in the Gemara Shabbos that I'm giving on days. The Bavli says haynu zayra, haynu bayra, haynu meraket. The Bavli says that there's three melachas of Shabbos that are very similar to each other. Zayra, winnowing, when you the first process when you take the wheat and you separate the husks with the wind. And the wheat falls down. Bayra is the next step when you go by hand and you separate it. And the next malach is merakeh, sifting. That's done with a sieve, sifting. And they're all very similar. They're all to clean out the wheat, to get clean wheat, or to get clean kemach, clean flour. So that's the, like the Bavli's just saying, hainu zayr, hainu bayra, hainu merakeh, they're very similar, but l'maisa, they are three different malachas. Nafkamina is, a person does bayra twice, b'shaygig, he's only chayav one chatas, but if he does zayir and bayir, it's two separate malachas. He has to be two kavanas chatayis. What is l'maisa the difference between zayir and bayir? So the Eglei Tal in Malach Zayir Sif Gimel, he brings down smachaykas. He says Rav Peskim say the chiluk is that zayir is separating the moitz, the husk. Bayir is the ik av malacha bayir is separating the tzayris, the pebbles, the little pebbles mixed in with the wheat. And merakeh is after it's kemach. After it is flour, you separate you sift the flour to keep it cleaner, even cleaner. In other words, these peskim are saying the difference between these malachas are what you're separating. If you're separating husks, the mites, that's zayir. If you're separating pebbles, that's bayir. If you're separating the dirt from the flour, that's merakeh. But others learn differently. Others learn the difference is how you're separating it. That ik is that zayir is separating with the wind. Bayir is separating by hand. And merakeh is separating with a keli, using a sieve. Absolutely, and it could be big enough for me to halacha. If you separate something, if you separate pebbles with the wind or something, that would be bayir, not zayir. Because according to the first paiskim, the chaluk is what you're separating. According to the second shah, it depends on what you're using to separate. If you're using, I'm sorry, the second shah is what you're using to separate. The keli, biyad, or the wind. But al kaponin, the Kiveg HaTayin is, from this Gemara you see that Zayir is similar to Melach HaBayir, that it's not just separating with the wind, it's similar to Bayir in the fact that you're separating two Minim. In the Shayrish of the Melach of Zayir has to be similar to Bayir, that you're separating two Minim, you're separating Sayimus and Eichel, you're separating the Moitz and the Chitim. The Yishalmi that says that's past the Melach of Zayir even by Reik and Long, Yishalmi obviously holds that Zayir is even if you're separating one Min. So the Mimli says all the other Paiskim, don't be Nazi Shami, they pass them like the Bavli. That Zayir is Dafka be separating two Minim, separating two things. And if you're just separating one Min, like Reich, like saliva, it's not Zayir at all. The Shami obviously holds that Zayir is even when you're separating one Min. And that's how the Ramah Paskins.
So every Bayir will do one Min from one Min.
Oh.
Should be Zayir.
Oh, if you hold, well. It should be Zayir. Okay, first of all, with Zayir, like we said, according to some Paiskim, the point that differentiates Zayir from Bayir is has to be with the wind. Right. No, so I was thinking like this. It wouldn't be Bayir, because Zayir has to be either with the wind or it has to be on the mites. Once you're not dealing with the mites, then it's not, according to some Paiskim, the main point.
But you show me that even if it's the same thing.
Even if it's the same thing, right. So, but once you're doing it by hand, then you're not doing Zayir. Even with the shami, it has to be with the wind. It has to be separating with the wind.
It has to be with the wind.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And I think that's the pshat of the shami. Everyone looks at it a little bit funny, like how could Zayir be one min? Zayir and Chayir, the main point of Zayir is separating two minim. But I think this is really the lumbus over here. By Bayir, we're separating by hand, it has to be two minim. If you're not separating two minim, you're not doing anything. You're just moving things around a little bit. When you move things around, you're not really doing a maisa. Even Haitzah, which is also just moving things around a little bit, the Rishonim all call Malacha Grua. They say it's Malacha Grua because you're not really doing anything. I mean, Kara Chavetz, Vashta Chavetz, nothing changed with the Chavetz. But at least by Haitzah, you're moving it Mimakam Lamakam, you're moving it Mirishus and Rishus. You're doing something. You're moving it from Rishus to Yachet to Sarabim, you're moving it down Alamas from this place to that place. But by Bayir, if you would just be moving things around, separating, like Gitzi saying, if you would just take like a pile of beans and separate it into separate pieces, that you're not really doing anything. But Zayir is a malacha chashuva even without separating two things. The fact that you're using the wind, when you take a pile or something and you do a whole mice of winnowing, it's a whole mice, you take a pitchfork, you throw it up in the wind, and you have the wind separate into small parts, the Shami holds the main yisoid of Zohar is not so much separating to minim. The main yisoid of Zohar is the fact that using the wind to separate something. Anytime you use the wind separating something, that's also Zohar. That's the Shami. But the Bavi Taka holds no. The Bavi says that an intrinsic part of Zohar would have to be separating two things. And therefore, all the other Pesachim do not bring down this Yishami. They pass like the Bavli. And the Kvege brings down, it's the Balma also. There's a Balma in the beginning of Pesachim that says, on Erev Pesach, Shchal Yis B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and we eat through the Shabbos early, and we have challah, we have chametz, the Balma says, when you, after the meal, but before the Zman Bia, you should take your extra chametz, you should be mefaz of Zer Meruach. Take the crumbs and throw it up in the wind, let the wind blow it away. And spread it out. The Magen Avraham is chayla. The Magen Avraham says you can't do that because on Shabbos is the Malach of Zayra. You're not allowed to throw something in the wind and have the wind separated. That'd be Zayra. So obviously, the Balmo holds, like all the other Rishayna, the Balmo holds that Zayra is not just throwing something in the wind, having the wind separated. It has to be separating two minim. Over here, it's all one min, the chametz. So it's not Zayra. And the Magen Avraham that asks is the Magen Avraham is chayshish for the Ramah and the Yishami. That even by one min, you're not allowed to use the wind to separate something. The Kirk also brings down the riot, this Indian from a sugya in Baba Kama, Pekakainis, Tafsam Chamaral, it's a little bit complicated that you can see inside. But like upon him, this is the Kivega's teretz, that this is the Machoikas Babi and Yishami, according to the Kivega, whether Zera is by one min or by two minim. And therefore, all the other Paiskim Paskim, like the Babli, that's Tafka two minim, and therefore they're not Cheshish for this Yishami of being great Baruch, of saliva in the wind. But now the kash is faket. The Kirk doesn't explain this. After he explained why all the other Pesachim don't bring down this Yishami, if they brings down why all the Pesachim don't bring down this Yishami because they pass like the Babli, the kash is what's pshan the Ramah? Why does the Ramah pass like the Yishami if the Babli is chaylik? If the Babli is chaylik, why takes the Ramah pass like the Yishami if the Babli? So Rav Shach tells him this. So Rav Shach and Abiyazi, Madur Chamishor, Perchesel, Chashav, Sochidal, Rav Hish tells him this Kasha. And he wants to say, Merdeke Chiddush, he wants to say, with the Shtuk HaGdoma on the Klal of Ovis and Toldus Malachas. We know why, and on Lamatis Malachas, there's Lamatis Ovis Malachas. And in Kamara, and every Ab Malacha has a Tolda. What's this in Ab and a Tolda? It's a Gemara Baba Kama, that Beza Maralov, that says, the quint one man the amma, you're not chayv in a tolda makam av. If you do an av and you do its tolda, it's all considered the same thing, you're not chayv. That's why you have to know which is obvious, which are toldas. And there's also sugya over there. There's a different nafkaminas. But upon him, we know that some malach, that every malach has an av malach and a tolda. What's the get of the av and what's the get of the tolda? So Shach brings down, there's a Magen Mishnah in Perek Zayin, Hachoshav Sachadana, that explains it. That it starts with the Gemara and Shabbos, stuff in Testament Bay's famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the Lama Tesla Malachas of Shabbos are learned out from the Malachas of Mishkan. The way the Malachas are done in the Mishkan, those are Lama Tesla Malachas. In the Mishkan, they used to grow things, used to grow some amonim, used to grow certain kind of plants to make dyes. Because in the, we know Malachas of Mishkan, they used to use certain dyes in the periphas, in the ureas. And they used to be Chayush and Zareya to make these plants, and that these became the obvious Malachas. And the toldus, the Magen Mishnah explains, the toldus is when something is similar but not mamish the same. And he gives an example. He says, if you have a malacha that's kamat mamish the same thing, that's not a toldus, that'd be an av. For example, the toldus of Zerei, the av malacha of Zerei would be to take a seed and plant it in the ground. To plant it in the ground. But toldus would be, I'm sorry, but if you take, let's say, a tree, you take a tree and you transplant the tree. You transplant to the ground, that's called Neteya. Zakta Magen Mishnah, that would be also an Av. That's mamish the same thing. That's not called a Tolda. Planting a tree is the same thing as planting a Zera, planting a seed. That would be an Av Malacha. A Tolda would be if it's a little bit different, but it's similar. And he gives an example. The Gemara says, if you take a Yerek, you take a vegetables, and you cut it very, very thin. That's a Tolda of Teichen. We find there's a Malacha, one of the Av Malachas is grinding. And the toldah would be if you cut a vegetable very, very thin. And the Magen Mishnah explains, because that's similar, but it's not mamash the same thing, because there's a difference. By grinding kemach, your mamash changing the thing entirely. When you look at flour, your mamash can't recognize that it was one time chitin. We You take chitim and you wheat and you turn it into flour with tchina, that's mamash changed a couple of things. But you take a vegetable, even if you chaytech it tok, peppers, carrots, cucumbers, even as thin as you slice it, you still see it's still that vegetable. You don't really change it that much. But it's still considered tolda. It's enough similar to the avalacha to be a tolda. So the basic obvious and tolda saw, obvious are what was done to Mishkan and anything which is mamash very karmoid, which is mamash very similar. And told this is it's a little bit removed.
It's Zayna.
What?
Zayna.
Right, that would be a Tolda.
Azariah,
right. Because that's not so similar, but it's helping the tree grow. That would be a Tolda. Right, that's the magmission. But if Shach wants to say another R on this, he says very shame R. He says it's from a Rambam in Hilchos Boina. And Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos Lach Gimel. It's more the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you make an oil kavua, you make an oil, but you don't attach it. For example, if you want some shade and you put a border up on top of some beams, but you don't nail it in, that would be a toldo baina. You made a roof, you made something to protect you from the sun or from the rain, but you don't connect it, you don't bang it in, that's a toldo baina. Then the Rambam says another famous Rambam, where the Rambam says, Hamagabin gvina, the person who makes cheese on Shabbos, chai mishum baina. It's also toldo baina. Making cheese is toldo baina. Why is it baina? What's it baina? Because by making cheese in the process, you make pieces. You start with liquid, with milk, and you do the whole process. You make it into pieces, and then those pieces, you have them connect, especially by hard cheese. I'm not sure about cottage cheese, something like that. But by hard cheese, you make it into one. You make the little pieces connect into one piece, and that's Chai Mishum Baina, Moed the Rambam. They talk about the Rambam, but the Mok is, but the Rambam says, Magabing Gvina, making cheese is Chayiv, is a Tod of Baina, because you connect with something. Now, I think even according to Rambam, if you would take a Chveis, two books or two Kalim, and you would scotch tape them together, connect them, that would not be a Tod of Baina. Because that's not a very chush of a connection, that's not a very chush of a thing. By Gvina, it's a very chush of a connection. You're creating something, you're creating cheese, you're creating a piece of cheese. That's the Tod of Baina. But Al Kaponim, what? Yeah, Chazir says completing a circuit is also, he talks about, right, should be told of Baina. But Al Kaponim, if you would connect something in a Binyan Kavua, Mechuba, that's also Chayot told of Baina. If you would bang a nail into a house, that Mechuba would be, you're not making an oil, but you're connecting something, that also Mechuba would be a told of Baina. But Al Kaponim, we see that one told of Baina is making an oil without connecting it, and another told of Baina is connecting things without making an oil. So if Shach tells him this, he says, "What if these two things are told of Baina, making an oil is a told of Baina, and connecting things is a told of Baina, what's the Av Malach of Baina?" That doesn't say. There's no such Rambam. And we like to think that the Av Malach of Baina would be building a house. The Maisa, what exactly is the Maisa Av Malach? If making an oil is not the av, that's only a tolda. And connecting things is not the av, it's only a tolda. So what is the av malach of baina?
That's simple. What they did in the Mishkan, they made the Mishkan.
Okay, so what exactly, which part of making the Mishkan was baina? Everything
in the Mishkan. They did the Mishkan.
So when they made the oil, but that's only a tolda.
That's
a tolda, and this is a tolda. So what is the av? So
the kasha is in the av, it's in the Mishkan. Okay. Why isn't the kasha, if it's in the Mishkan, it's an av, so how could it be a tolda? It was in the Mishkan, so it should be an av.
Look at
that.
It's a stomach kasha, I don't know the answer.
Chayfugum is called a boina.
Uh-huh.
Make a boina, it's called a boina.
Okay, but that would be, okay. But Akbar Rav Shach, I'll tell you what he wants to say. He wants to say that Mestam and Av Malach HaBayna, maybe that's also Bayna, but Av Malach HaBayna would also be if you do these two things together. If you make an oil and you connect it. So if you just make an oil that's not connected, that's a tolda. But if you take the oil, you put the roof on, and you bang some nails into it, and you connect it in, that would be the amal chabayna. In other words, if you connect things together in a chashav way, that's the tolda. If you make an oil without connecting it, that's a tolda. But if you do them both together, that would be the av. That's what he wants to say with baina. And from this, you can learn out. And again, it's not, you can't make a klal, because we basically, I think, even all the toldas of the malachas halacha mashem sinai. But if you want to learn a shluk together from here, it could be Tanya Rav Shach, this is together with other malachas also. If you find a malacha that's comprised of two different chashuva parts, if you do each one individually, Kemen Zogin, each one individually is a tolda. If you do them together, it's an av. And the men will say the same thing by Zayir. Zayir really is two mices together. First of all, it's separating things with the wind. And second, it's separating two things. It's separating the wheat from the husk, separating two things. Tain Roshach can sign that the Av is only when you do both together. When you separate two things with the wind. But if you do one part without the other part, if you just separate with the wind, that will be a tolda. If you separate two things with the wind, that's already the Av. If you separate two things by hand, now we're getting about a Vayra. Unless I'm thinking if you separate mites, by hand, according to the Pesach and say, the main fit between Zayra and Vayra is what you're separating, that might become a tolda of Zayra. If you're Mordi Vechidish. Now if you separate mites, it'll be a tolda. Big Nafkamina. And it'll be Mordi Vechidish. A person separates first the mites and then separates by hand. Then he separates the pebbles by hand. So it'll be Chayv Tu Chatoyas. Because the first one was a tolda of Zayra. And the second one will be Vayra.
Then should become a
total
of
both,
at least a
total of both. So both,
maybe it's both,
so
there won't be enough
food. Yeah, but you'll be chayv two chatoyis.
Either way.
We want one for Zayir, and the second one, then the feed. Yeah, okay, but the pashas is, but let's take more pashas, but at least if you do the first way, you separate one min with the wind, that would be a tolda of Zayir. Because again, the aside is, when you have a malacha, which is comprised of two parts, if you do, like we find by Baina, we have a malacha that's comprised of two parts, if you do one part, you just make an oil, not connecting it, or you just connect it, that's a tolda. If you do both together, you make an oil and you connect it, that's the Av. The same thing by Zayir. If you separate, it's comprised of two parts. It's separating with the wind, and it's also separating two minim. So if you do them both together, that's the Av. If you do this one, you separate one min, that's the tolda.
So if you separate oil from the oil, it will also be a...
What? That's not chashav at all, maybe. That might not be chashav at all. It has to be chashav parts of the malacha.
You're saying...
Is that with the wind?
No. With
your hands. So it should be told by Bayer? Yeah. The Teretz says no, like you said before, because by Bayer, the only chashiv is the separating two minim. Because otherwise you're just moving things around with your hand. That's not...
So why?
But Zayir, when you're separating with the wind, even though it's one min, but that's where chashav and ma'isav.
One entity before, and you're making it into many pieces. You're taking.
That's true. That's also maybe the chashivas. You're taking one shtick, one gush, and one piece, and you're making it into little pieces. And using the wind, it's a whole process. That's already chashuzach. That will be the tolda of Zayir. Is a main Hashem wants to say, this is the way the Rama will learn. Rama would say, there's no machlekes Bavi Nijami. The Bavi is talking about the av malach of Zayir. The Bavi says, Hainu Zayir, Hainu Bayir Marake, that Zayir has to be similar to Bayir, you have to separate two minim. That's for the Av Malach of Zayir. For the Av Malach of Zayir, Tak has to be separating with the wind two minim. But the Yishalmi that says, Reik Beruach, when you separate one min with the wind, is Chayiv, the Yishalmi means the Tolda of Zayir. It's Tak and not the Av, because the only one with it's only the Tolda. There's no Machoikis. The Yishalmi is Moyer to the Bavi, that if you want to have the Av Malach of Zayir, you have to have two minim. And the Bavli is more to Yishalmi, that if you separate one min with the wind, it'll be Chayiv al's tolda of Zayir. So meaning it's not Machoikas, meaning it's very good why there are more passings like Yishalmi, heals is not Machoikas. All the other Rishonim, they learn that it's Machoikas Bav Yishalmi. According to Bavli, it's not Chayiv Zayir if it's one min, it has to be two min, emphatic, the Av and the tolda and finish. That's why they don't pass like Yishalmi. But to understand the Ramah, why does he pass like the Bavli? We can say he learned the Bavli, he's talking about the Av. And the Yishalmi is somewhat the Tolda. And then that's the Chiluk.
I mean, that's the answer. Bavli is just talking about the Av. Whether you say the Shtikul Torah or not.
Yeah, but the Chiluk is about the Tolda. If these are Tolda, right? And this Ikanidin is a pass to have the Moch of Zayra by Dafka by two minim or one min, the way the Krieg is Minhar is. He's saying that most Yishanim learn according to Machoikas Bavli Yishalmi. According to the Bavli, the Zayra is only if you separate two minim with the wind. And according to Yishalmi, obviously it's even with Reich, even if you separate one min with the wind, it's a malacha of Zayir. I want to bring Yishtuk Arayif in the Pasuk in this week's Seder, in the Teichacha. The Pashmu Chukosai in the Teichacha state, as Rechman Tzlan, as the Yidin of Zindigin, Chashon, one of the Teichacha state, Ve'eschem Mezorah Begoyim. And you, Ezorah, Alav Zayin Reish Hei, I will separate Begoyim among the nations. So you'll be in Golus, Kais will be spread out among the nations. So Rashi teaches, the way a person is Zayir, Zayin Vavreshe, Zayirim in the wind, the way he throws up wheat into the wind. So you see from here that in Lashon HaKodesh, the malacha of the word Zayir can refer to one min. Because this pasuk is talking about one min, Klai Yisrael. It's not two minim, it's eschem, it's one min. One min kaisos all together, and the Teicha says there'll be Hashem, Nizra, there'll be Zoyra among the world, around the world. So you see from here in Chayi Raya that the Indian from Zoyra passed even by one min. This will be a Raya to Gishami, not like the Babi. But Agapon, getting back to Kvege Shaila about this person that was throwing water outside and separating it, Kvege starts off, he says, Achayr, it's Asas, Fidur Amah. And then he wants to be Megal. So he starts off by showing that all the other Pesachim are Chaylik. That's not Nechayr ahead of the Halacha. It's Fatur Amah. You can take it being down the little Pesachim are Chaylik, but still are Amah. But I think Kvege wants to show that Mekem Megal's line is over here. It's the Ramah's a Das Yachid. It's not the Chaldeus. Once, if they prove that all the other Rishonim that don't bring on the Shalmi, the Hashmot is right, that the Chaylik, on the Ramah, we could be a little bit Megal if we have a Hetta. So for that, Kivayeg is Mamshech, and he wants to give a different Moedei Geheta. He says like this. He says that there's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara that I hear in Aleph. The Gemara says on the Moloch of Dosh, of the Dosh is threshing. Threshing, when they used to thresh the wheat, it was also separating. When they used to thresh the wheat and pull out the kernels, we learn out from there that any squeezing juice, for example, is also Moloch of Dosh. That's why you cannot take make orange juice. All these things are Moloch of Dosh. So, but the Gemara says that if you peitzeya chalazin, if you take a dead chalazin is the fish that, or the fish or amphibian, maybe a snail, the whole shang or what it is, some sort of like a fish that they used to make the tchelos from its blood. If you take a dead chalazin, not a live one, take a dead chalazin, you squeeze a peitzeya chalazin b'shabbos, it's a machlekes if you're chayev or not. You're doing anything wrong. So according to Rabbanan, it's potter because ein disha el mizun lekaka. The Rabbanan hold, the Moloch of Dish has to be something that grows in the ground. We learn enough, Moloch of Mishkan, that has to be something that's Gedun Lekaka. And a Chalazain, this animal, or this fish, or this snail, does not grow from the ground. So we have a klal that Moloch of Dish is Dafka Gedun Lekaka. The Bekvega brings down, there's a similar Gemara, the Fein Gimel in Beis and Shabbos, that talks about Moloch is Mama, Mem Ayin, Mem Resh. One of the Ramathas Molochas is gathering. When he used to gather all the pears in the field, let's say, It's not kaitzel. You have a bunch of apples that fell down, and you just want to go around the field and smoke and muruv. It's not shangal by tzah. There's an area. You just want to gather all the fruits together in one place. That's a malach of deraisa. It's a malach of mama. You're not going to do that. It's a shchayv chat. It's a chayv misa. But the Gemara says that talks about being massive melech. What about to gather salt? It was you have to know the process where people find salt, and somewhere I think it's mine, they say the salt mines. But let's say you have a place where there's a lot of salt lying around on the ground, and you want to gather all the salt deposits in one place. The Gemara says that would be mutta, because ein mama el b'dun lekaka. The Moloch of Mam is also b'dun lekaka. Salt is not b'dun lekaka. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. Salt l'chayr is always there. Mishesh meveracious. Salt was always there. We just come and take from it and always use it and gather it. So zogdim kivega, we find two malachas that are dachu b'dun lekaka. And the Kivyega brings down, there's a third one also. There's a Trumas Adeshin. It's one of the Rishonim. Trumas Adeshin, Simon and Vav, says that Ein Tchina El B'dun Lekaka, that the Moloch of grinding is only B'dun Lekaka, and according to this, Trumas Adeshin wants to be mat there to cut Basa Duck Duck. If you have meat, and you want, even though vegetables is a Shayang of Teichin, to cut vegetables very, very thin. Well, mine says, how do people make salads today? Egg salad, right? Egg salad, you talk about, right? Right. Oh, we're going to get this. But the Shemus Adeshin says that basa, to cut basa, to make meat, is no shayel of teichin, because ain't tchin en l'dun lekaka. So we have three melachas where we find, two in the Gemara, one in the Rishonim, that they're only b'dun lekaka. So Kvega says, what's the get over here? And also, where does the Shemus Adeshin get this from? You know, how did he know to learn this out by teichin? So Kvega wants to say, a chiddush that mistam all the yud aleph melachos is to do the pass, like we said before, from the 39 melachos, lamtes melachos, 11 of them are on making pass, called sidur the pass from chayrish to through eifa. So the kivega, chayrish and zareya will be in the ground, but once you get past that, so the kivega says mistam all the melachos of sidur the pass are dafka b'dun lekaka. As a man, the kivega will say chiddush, the melach of zareya also will be dafka b'dun lekaka. The moth of winnowing would also be dafka. It's a chiddush for Kivega that the moth of winnowing would be... What?
In the total?
Yeah, this is... Yes,
it's good. One second.
But Kivega wants to say, Kevin Zogin, that what's called the Dinei Karka? If Kiryu wants to say, what's Pshat the Ramah? You're asking on the Ramah, very good. The Ramah says that Roik and Yishami says that Roik is the Malchus Zera. Roik Lecher is not good Dinei Karka. Roik comes from people. So Kiryu says, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, that's in Dal and Abayz, the Gemara says, by Mais Sheni, the Din is, the Torah says, that Mais Sheni, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, after Mais Rishon, you bring Mais Sheni. Take 10%, then you have to bring it to Yishalayim to eat. So the Torah says if a person has a big field and the payers are too heavy to carry to Yishalayim, he's paid it on money, takes that money to Yishalayim and he buys food over there, and he eats the food, but Torah is Maaseh Sheni. And the Gemara has a drasha that the food that you buy in Yishalayim has to be Gedulei Karka, Daf Gedulei Karka. But the Gemara does say that you could buy a behemah with that money. You could buy a behemah and you can eat the basa, you can eat the meat in Yishalayim, but Torah is Maaseh Sheni, because basa behemah is also called Gedulei Karka. Since the behemah is nizim in the karka, because behemahs they have nourishment from the karka, they eat from the ground, they're also called gedulei karka. Right. So it's even this Gemara that behemahs are gedulei karka.
Is that a right that chalazim is a fish?
Chalazim is a fish also gedulei karka, according to this.
Right, and Shiri also, right. Oh, so the kasha is a cheres a steer.
Because the food pyramid, the food pyramid also goes like that.
Right, fish also needs them in
the
kaka.
Yes, they do.
They don't directly eat from the ground.
Yes, they do. Yes,
they do. On the ground,
that's in the ocean. The bottom feeders.
Hello. The ocean, that's the ground.
Well,
it's not the ground, that's not the yard.
They eat from what goes.
I hear what you're saying, but if you would say that the fish are also similar to behemoths, then you would have a machloek sugis or a stira. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that behemoths are gedulei kaka for maaseh sheni, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that chilazon is not gedulei kaka for the malachas that are only in gedulei kaka. So the teretz is either like you're saying the chilazon is different than behemoths, the fish are different than behemoths, or the teretz is a machloek sugis, or the teretz is you can't compare the dinim. Benagei Maaseh Sheni is called Gedulei Karka. It has a different gedder. Benagei Shabbos is not Gedulei Karka. It's a different gedarim. But the bigger kasha would be Shemitzadeshin said the Feirish that you're not to grind basa. You're not to cut basa. Dok dok. It's not Malach of Teichim because ain't chinam Gedulei Karka. So Shemitzadeshin is saying Beferish that basa behemah is not Gedulei Karka. But here the Gemara says
there are shayim that say that milking the cow is a fact.
Right, that too.
And
that too. Right, that too. That's another raya. Kivega means that also. We're getting to it. But Agapon Mechay, you have a steer from the Tumas Adeshin. The Tumas Adeshin says it's not Gedulei Karka, and the Gemara Baba Kama says it is Gedulei Karka for Maaseh Sheni. So, right, either it's a Mechaykas Asugis, and the Tumas Adeshin is passing like the Gemara by Petzeh Chalazin, or you can compare them, or maybe it's different, but Kivega brings down what you're saying. The Kivega brings down. The Rambam paskins that chayil of behemah when you milk a behemah chay mishum afarik. She told of the dash. Milking a behemah is similar to told of dash. The same way like squeezing orange juice. That's what it is. You're pulling out the milk. It's considered similar to dash. Rashi's chaylik. The Magen Mishnah brings down. Rashi says that. I'm sorry. This is a Rambam. There's another Rambam says that if you chayil ba'adam, a person makes is chayil ba'adam and he pulls out blood, he's chay mishum afarik. If you make someone bleed, he's chayv. That's why people are a little careful. They have to take any blood tests on Shabbos. It's a shayla from a farik, also similar to dash, pulling out like squeezing an orange, right?
Right.
So Rashi's chayv. That's what Magen Mishnah. Rashi's chayv. Rashi says that to be mitzi down from someone is chayv mishum tinas neshama. It's a different malacha. Tinas neshama is chayv is sheichet. So and the Magen Mishnah says moedik nafkamina. If the malacha of taking drawing blood is a moedik nafkamina. If the malach of drawing blood is mefarik, then the shear would be a gregarious. Because the shear of anything to do with oichel is a shear, and Shabbos is a shear of like a little more than a gezayis, like a date, shear of a gregarious. If the malach is in shum tingles in the shamba, like Rashi, then the shear would be bekoshu, even a mashu dam. So big nafkamina, how much dam you need? A person needs only a drop of blood, according to Rashi, but also according to Rabbi Buddha.
The dam on the left,
she thinks only your abyss. Uh-huh. So be that ship, but that ship is we don't find anyway. Oh. So Akaponim, Kivega wants to say that, like we said, we have over here, we have a mocker to say that the din of Gedulei Karka, that the behemoth is called, Gedulei Karka. And mainly we could say, like the Baba Kama, and like the Rambam by Mepharik, and you have to understand how Shemitah Sedeshin works and the other sheetahs, but we do have a mocker to say that behemoth is also Gedulei Karka. Is the Mingus of the Kivega, Kim and Zogin? What?
They have the codes of behemoth.
Right, it's also according to Rambam. I wanted to bring a few rayas. There's a famous machlekes Rashi in Tosfos and Kedushin of Zayim and Aleph. If there's kinyan agav ba'odom, if you coin an od, the din is if you coin a kaka, you coin a metalting an agav the kaka. What about if you coin an odom? If you coin an odom, can you be coin the kaka agav the odom? So that's the machlekes Rashi Tosfos. If you hold that there's kinyan agav by odom, you see odom is similar to kaka. I once said, a different rai I wanted to bring from Gemara and Chulin, that Kuf Lama Test, the Gemara says, by Shluch a Khan has to be on the ground, or at least on a building, it's Mechubah to the Kaka, or at least on a tree, it's Mechubah to the Kaka, but if you would have a Khan, Perech Ba'avi, for example, a bird was carrying a Khan, was carrying a nest, and it's floating and it's flying in the air, there's no din of Shluch a Khan, the Gemara says. Shluch a Khan has to be a Khan that's on the ground.
If the story is that Bahamim is Zom Nakaka, or it's also Zom Nakaka.
Right. The same thing. Right. So but this whole shayla is a behema and a odom considered kaka. I want to bring it right from this gemara. The gemara says that if a kan, if a nest of birds, the din of shuluch a kan, that before you take the babies or the eggs, you have to send away the mother. If the kan has to be dafka on the ground, but if the kan is a mushal being flying around on top of an eagle on top of another bird, there's no din shuluch a kan. But the gemara says if the kan is bereshis or odom, if the kan is on the head of a person is walking around with a nest on his head. There is a din shiluch hakan. You're not allowed to take the mother without sending her. Why? Because the Gemara says v'adama reishay. The Gemara brings a pasuk that a person is also called kaka. This is another raya that nechayra that adam is called kaka. And I had another sugar raya. This was over time. I came across. What?
It's not
cool. No. Well, it's called kaka.
Okay, if anything would be a raya nasta because what do you have to come out adama reishay? Say atzmochol kaka.
We need a pasuk. Well, that pasuk is smachta maybe, but okay. But another shugah where I want to bring from Rashi and Chumash. In Chumash, Rashi says by the ma'isa of Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov and Pashas Yishlach, when Yaakov told Esav, don't be so jealous of me. He said, "Vehini shavachamor." The pasuk says that Yaakov told Esav. Yaakovina told Esav Russia, Vehini Shabachama. So Rashi teaches that Yaakovina was telling Esav, don't be so jealous. Abba Mali Mital Shamay Mishmani Earth. Jealous of the brachas. What were the brachas? The brachas was that my father said, you should Hashem Mital Shamay Mishmani Earth. Zu Eina Lemin Shamay Vilemin Earth. I never had this bracha. I never had any Tal Shamay Mishmani Earth. All I have is Shon Chama. So you see from here that Behem is not Gedun Lekaki. You see, maybe the bracha of Mishmani Earth was Shabachama because these are Menakaka. From here, you have a sugar raya to the sheetahs that hold the behemoth is not going to do like kaka. But I'll go upon, getting back to the Kivegas. The Kivegas says there are a lot of rayas that behemoth is called doing kaka, and the male, all of them could be doing kaka. The male came and said, and that's why there's a malacha of Zaira by Reich. Because it comes from Odom, which is easy to do kaka, and it's doing kaka. But Mayim never was doing kaka. Mayim is no shaykh doing kaka, so by Mayim won't be a shaykh. So Kivegas must be makel, for that reason, you could throw Mayim. And the Kriya ends off also saying that, also like we said before, L'chayus Adav Hashem Mischaben, and if it's not very windy, it's not a psikresha. But he says, even if it is a psikresha, you have a shayin that's a psikresha to L'nichle, which would be mut according to the Aruch. But really, the shayin is if it's a psikresha to L'ichbisle. Even according to the Aruch, the whole psikresha that you don't want is not asa, but what if you don't care? Not psha, I don't want it, I just don't care. I couldn't care less if the wind spreads or not. Like, that's called L'ichbisle. So that's the Tosfos and Shabbos of Kufkim and Aruch, and that's really seems to be Machlokes Paiskim. The Bialacha brings down our Chaim Simon Shin Chav Sivir Ches. And the Chayyur, this Ramah that Asas and this Yishami holds that Psegration and Le'ich Bislei would Taka Biyasa. And that's the case.